Cheers. It's Cocktail Corner on 95BFM, brought to you by the good folks at Liquor King.
We can clean that up. It's not a big deal.
Welcome, Eddie, from Liquor King. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me again.
You're looking snazzy tonight, mate.
Mate, this sweater is pretty snazzy, eh? For sure.
Well, what's on offer tonight? Where are we taking Cocktail Corner? I noticed you brought in some Bacardi, but it's the white version this time.
So last week we took, you know, a daiquiri and added mint, Angostura bitters and Prosecco. You know, obviously we changed the rum as well, but we wanted to add some freshness, dryness and spice to that cocktail. So that was the old Cuban. We were adding champagne instead of soda, changing up the rum for more of an aged rum. But today, let's take it back and let's focus on keeping the simple structure of that daiquiri we were talking about last week, that rum, lime, sugar. And what we're going to do is play with just the sweetening part of the cocktail. So lime, still the same. We're going to use Carta Blanca, the white Bacardi rum. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're going to do right now. But what we're going to do is change up the sweetener, which was caster sugar. And we're going to introduce two new flavor profiles to the drink. Orange and almond. So these are two different liqueurs. We're using Di Serrano and Cointreau today.
Okay. Cointreau is an old favourite of the BFM Drive show.
Is it? Eddie, do you know what I really like?
What?
I like that you bring brand new bottles with you, mate.
Yeah,
I like that a lot. I really appreciate it. I think John does as well.
Can I just... I'm familiar with Bacardi and I'm familiar with Cointreau, but the one in the middle, the almond one...
So this is Di Serrano?
Can you please pass that to me?
Here you go, my good sir.
Gimme, he says.
That handle on top there. That's good.
Am I able to open it?
Absolutely. Yep. So
I don't know. Actually, the job remains to be seen.
So basically, we're switching up the aged rum to a white rum today.
You got it open, guys. We're in trouble now.
Oh, he's smelling it.
Mm.
Delicious.
Those nutty aromas.
Oh, wow. That's Christmas in your face, isn't it?
Exactly. So basically, we're going to be doing a Mai Tai today, but we're going to switch up the rum to a white rum. Again, just so the versatility of Bacardi, but also just to show the versatility of the Carta Blanca, just giving it that nice, clean balance. Let it take a step back and let the sweetness come to the front.
Has this got anything to do with the kickboxing martial art?
Kickboxer 1 or kickboxer 2?
Muay Thai.
Muay Thai. I see that play on words. That's pretty snazzy.
Oh.
Yeah, so basically, you know, we're using orange and almond combined with lime and rum, and that's called the Mai Tai. It's a snazzy drink from 1944. It was created in Emeryville, California.
Sorry, 84 or
94?
1944.
Yeah, so
holy.
A little older. Holy, really?
It's been around a while.
It was created in this awesome little bar called Trader Vic's, and its creator, Victor Bergeron, he actually bought an entire distillery's worth of 16-year-old Jamaican rum on his travels. And when he got back, he designed this awesome rum punch around it. So today we're making this dope drink. It's a nice modern classic that most people will view as more of that tropical tiki cocktail.
Right, okay.
Cool beans.
Right. Is Trader Vic Sailor Jerry? Is that the guy?
No, you literally said two different things. So this, you know, that may answer your own question.
I thought it might have been the bar.
So first I'm going to ice my glass up. Nothing's worse than a warm glass, even though I've kind of given you warm glasses the last few weeks.
I don't recall that.
Cool. So first thing I want to do is prep the ice. So Mai Tai is traditionally served over crushed ice. So today we're going to add some crushed ice to the drink.
Yeah.
But we're going to do it manually. So I'm going to put some ice. That.
Some analog crushed ice.
Into a clean commie cloth. And then what I'm going to do is take my awesome wooden hammer that I bought. May not call it Meunier because copyright. And we're just gonna break the ice up into a more.
Don't hit your fingers, mate. No, that would upset me.
Yes! Live radio! How do you fix this? Okay.
Is that the first mallet we've had on Cocktail Corner?
That was full steam ahead,
dude.
That's
like a full oak mallet.
There was redlining up here on the desk.
Sweet. So now my ice is prepped. I'm just going to put that to the side and we'll add that later on. I'm going to take a different shaker out. So the last few weeks I've been using what we call a Toby shaker, which is a 10 on 10. It's basically the same as a Boston shaker, except the smaller one is not a glass, it's a tin. Today we're going to be using a cobbler, which is a three-piece shaker, which is probably what people use when they go into liquor stores and buy
right.
Shakers.
Yours has got a nice copper sheen.
Yeah, it's got a nice copper sheen as well. And there's a strainer built into it. Now, the reason why I was using a Toby for the last few weeks is that I needed a bit of wiggle room to actually shake and mix those cocktails.
I was going to ask. I thought, you know what you're doing.
So today, we don't really need that much space to shake the cocktail up because we're only using two liqueurs, rum, and a bit of citrus. So the cobbler obviously has a little less space. So that means that my shake has to change. So instead of that horizontal get away from me and back to me movement where I'm trying to utilize the space of the shaker, we're gonna focus on that vertical line.
Okay.
And we're gonna try to rotate the liquid around the ice rather than focus on smashing the ice.
Whoa,
cool?
And
the shake that I'll be doing is a Japanese hard shake. It's a 3-point, it's gonna be really fun.
Sweet.
So first I'm gonna add
our
citrus.
What do you need me to do?
You're just gonna look at
me.
Okay,
I can do that. No, that's fine. That's good.
Blow kisses
so
at him as well.
First thing I'm gonna do is add 30 mils of fresh lime juice. And I've mixed this with 10 mils of 1-to-1 sugar syrup. And the sugar syrup is more for mouthfeel than the sweetening element because the liqueurs are there, right? So it's just gonna give a bit of viscosity to your tongue. Cool. Next, we're gonna add 15 mils of Cointreau. This is an orange liqueur. And that's going to amplify.
A real classic, really.
Everyone's parents have some in their liquor cabinet.
I love the name. Look at the branding.
Now, if you don't have Cointreau, any form of triple sec will do. Cool. Now, we're going to add 15 mils of Disaronno.
Can you tell us a little bit about this? Because I know it's like an almond liqueur.
Just consider it an almond liqueur. Yeah, basically. And, you know, you can. And the reason why I want to leave it at that is that you can actually make your own almond syrup called an orgeat. Yeah. So if you can also play around with the orgeat and make it spiced. You can use different sort of creams, et cetera, and make it a bit more creamy.
Christmas.
So there's a few things you can do, but let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
Cool. Sweet.
God damn it, actually, John.
And Bacardi.
Yes.
Tell us more about this Bacardi.
Bacardi Carta Blanca. You're going to get those lovely caramel vanilla notes in there.
Whether you like it or not.
Can I just have a whiff of that Bacardi for a second?
So the reason why I'm using the white today is I wanted the spirit to take a step back with your aged rums. They normally come to the front and kind of say hi, hello, and knock on the door as well with the other sweeteners.
You've already got some good color in these other drops.
Yeah. So, you know, today, obviously, the focus is on switching up the sweetener, so I really wanted to bring Disaronno and Cointreau to the front.
Yes.
But Bacardi Carta Blanca will definitely be the backbone of this cocktail and will stay there to hold us by the hand.
Yes, good.
Cool beans. So we've added in 45 mils of Bacardi Carta Blanca, 50 mils of the Disaronno, that almond liqueur we were talking about, as well as 50 mils of Cointreau, 30 mils of lime, and then just 10 mils of a 1-to-1 sugar syrup, or just get a bar spoon or teaspoon of caster sugar, chuck that in and dissolve it like we were doing last week.
Disaronno. Disaronno looks like a great one to have
on the
shelf.
Unless I'm pronouncing it wrong, that'd be kind of awkward.
It looks like a great one to have on the shelf. People come around and they're like, ooh, what's that one? Sort of thing.
It's a little bit different.
It's
a beautiful bottle.
It's got a nice big square cube as a lid, and it looks like it's sort of an old pack of Durries is the brand. It's
it
lovely.
Says to me that Benson Eddie means business. He's ready to make a snazzy cocktail.
But that's what I'm
saying.
You could look like you mean business too with a bottle of Disaronno.
That's what exactly.
Having that on the bench.
Yeah. Still not for pregnant women though.
It's like having the Ocho on the shelf as well. So I filled the shaker with 3/4 of ice. So I'm not filling it to the top because I wanted a little bit of air just to play around with it in terms of wiggle room.
Yeah.
Next thing I'm going to do is seal the shaker, but I'm not going to put that third lid on top because I need the air to come out or else it's just going to blow the lid off. Yep. Cool. From
I like
there,
how you're using it properly.
Seal.
I like how you know what it's supposed to do.
Cool. I'm just going to give it a little bit of a shake. Cool.
All right. We'll be right here listening to Electric Octopus.
It's certainly
pretty
can
to watch,
shake.
It is pretty
that
to watch,
you
mate.
You certainly can shake. If anyone wants to see what Eddie looks like shaking
we need to get
a
on the
cocktail,
internet.
You can go to our Facebook page from last week. There's a short video of Eddie shaking last week's cocktail. He's
95
got a great,
BFM drive
great
with
action.
Big Hungry.
Great action.
It's a really elliptical, right?
Yeah, so basically the Japanese hard shake involves a rotation of the elbow.
Yeah, there you go.
And that will help rotate the liquid inside the shaker. Because obviously, you know, there isn't enough space inside the shaker because we're using a cobbler instead of a.
Are you ever at a bar and you see the bartender doing the wrong shake for the drink and it really guts you because you're like, yo, I know what's going on, but.
I think at the end of the day, you know, everyone shakes different. I have my own style, and there are certain things
never
you should
a true
be doing.
Word spoken, actually.
I think, look, at the end of the day, all you need to do is shake
your way. Shake your way.
Yeah, shake vigorously. You want to, you know, how we were talking about the four things we wanted to achieve with the shake: aerate, dilute, chill, and mix. As long as you're doing all four things, It doesn't really matter how you shake.
Keep it snazzy.
Yeah, keep it snazzy. Cool. So what I'm going to do now is just strain it into my glass. Now, I've filled the glass with crushed ice. And the one thing that you really want to pay attention to is not going too crazy with the pour, so
it
be a little
awesome.
Careful.
It looks like a shave ice kind of thing. Get your shave ice.
The reason being is if I were to pour too aggressively at the start, what it'll do is just overflow,
yeah.
Right? So I'm just going to go real slowly, let it fill.
Yo.
Cool. Don't fill it to the top. And from there, I'm just going to top it up with some crushed ice. Mm-hmm. And what that's going to do is create a little bit of a cap, and that's going to help with the next thing, which is the garnish. So tiki cocktails involve a lot of flashy, you know, garnishes, a lot of color.
Right.
So what we're gonna do is just add a bit of mint. We're gonna add a few mint sprigs in there.
Just giving it a little slap.
Okay. Cool. A little bit of a slap.
A little bit of a wake up.
That's
good to
add that in. Cool.
That's snazzy.
Then we're gonna add a lime wheel. Just chuck that in. And then last but not least, an orange zest. Now I've got the zest prepped, and all I'm gonna do is just squeeze the zest over top.
Yo.
And the citrus oils will just piff out.
Kind of a 1080 drop sort of buzz.
And then after I've piffed it, I'm just going to, is that the word piff or squeeze? I'm just going to say squeeze. Yeah. I'm just going to twist it around.
Don't look at me, mate.
And then pull outward. And what that's going to do is just stretch those.
Oh, you've sort of twisted it around and trying to make a straw out of the peel. And now you're like, oh, kind of like
so
how you dry
the undies.
So those
oils are still coming out.
Like
yeah, exactly. Like dry undies. You're just like taking the water out.
There you go.
And then from there, it holds the shape that I had before. And I'm just going to rest it on the side as well.
Yes.
Let's just find a good place for it because there's so many places that I could put this.
It's really come together, actually.
Just gonna put it like that. Cool. And that's the Mai Tai, gentlemen. Enjoy.
Very nice.
That's for you. Oh, great presentation. Do we need
it? Let me just drop it down real quick. Hang on. Sorry.
It's full to the top.
Drop it down. There we go. Let's get back in the room with the. I'm gonna go in first, John.
Good
I'm
luck trying not to spill that.
Shave ice, get your shave ice.
Oh, it smells beautiful and citrusy.
Yeah, that orange is on top there.
This is the thing with mint as well. It's like, what a combo.
Just Serrano. That's the ace in the hole here for me. Just Serrano's personally ages your senses with a compelling intensity that has made it the world's favorite Italian liqueur. Just reading the back, obviously, even though we're reading the contents as well, sort of.
This is an interesting twist because I've got like my sort of taste buds are telling me to think one thing, but I'm getting the, I don't know, like what the citrus and the almond together going, what the heck is going on here?
It's a bit of a party in your mouth, right?
I need to get to know De Serrano.
Sweet. So guys, come on down to LK Ponsonby and 254 Ponsonby Road tomorrow and come see me. I'm actually going to be
What's LK
there.
Short for? Liquor King.
Liquor King.
Okay, good.
Yes, sir.
Somebody asked, somebody's like,
what even
swear
is
word,
okay.
This guy's good. Where does he work?
So I'm with Liquor King. And I'm going to be there tomorrow at 254 Ponsonby Road to put together some Mai Tais in store.
Yep.
I'm
going
to show you guys how to do it from 4 to 6 p.m. So come on down and see me. And if you purchase anything in store while I'm there between 4 and 6, and you mention you heard me on 95BFM, you can receive a 10% discount at the counter.
Oh, actually, that's a clash, nice. Mate, because we're doing our thing up here.
So. Ooh, that's kind of awkward.
Sort of not going to work out.
And if you can't make it in store, then head on to LK, www.lk.co.nz and use the promo code BFM to get free shipping.
I tried that out the other day.
Good
I know I mentioned
mate.
This
yes.
the other week.
Yeah.
But yeah, free shipping on your orders from Liquor King. Just the code BFM. Easy as that. And delivered right to your door.
I don't think I've ever had a Mai Tai. So
it's pretty snazzy, eh?
I've sorted that out. I've ticked that box.
Oh, he's still going.
One last sip. Hey, Eddie from Liquor King, thank you very much. Thank
you,
Liquor King. And cheers to the hero spirit tonight, Bacardi.
Right on.
Cheers, team.
Thanks, man.
Ah, refreshing. Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Thanks to Liquor King.